So we go from cupcakes to cookies, but a completely different kind of cookie. For more than a year, White House officials have been studying, reviewing, pondering just how they can update policies impacting the modern website management technologies that are common in the private sector. Today, the Office of Management and Budget came out with those long-awaited web guidance. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been following this story all day long. He joins us now live with the latest. Max.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. OMB has been getting feedback on the new policies since last summer. This according to Michael Fitzpatrick, Associate Administrator with OMB's Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. In a conference call, he outlined what the new guidelines will do.
The U.S. government policy on this has not been updated in a decade, and in that decade, there's been several sea changes in how internet technology is used and how people interface with each other. And as we all know, in the private sector, web measurement and customization technologies are used all the time to enhance the capabilities, functionality of websites. The U.S. government should be taking advantage of these as well, but with policies that didn't even contemplate this 10 years ago, it's become very difficult for them to take advantage of these. So we revisited this issue through public comment that began last summer.
Now, Fitzpatrick says the new website guidance is in effect as of today and allows government websites for the first time to innovate and make significant improvement to the user experience, this time on the subject of how the user uses the site.
I think the big story from the government performance point of view for collaboration and participation by the American people is that agencies now have the ability to more easily use those. But I think the important counterweight to that is that they can do so only by clearly considering and protecting individuals' privacy.
Now, the guidelines or the guidance comes in the form of two memos, Chris, from OMB. One is on guidance for agency use of third-party websites and applications. And we have a story on federalnewsradio.com this afternoon that has a breakdown of the two memoranda and also links on the Dorbeck Insider to the two OMB memos. But the first one talks about the use of third-party websites and applications. These are the Web 2.0, or as you like to call them, social collaboration websites, and it basically makes it it basically mandates certain policies that have to do with protecting the privacy of users who come to these sites, especially these third-party sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, you know, all of those sites there.
Well, the interesting question there is how you do, you know, we've been focusing on Facebook for the last couple of weeks. So a lot of people very concerned about the Facebook policy. If the government uses an application on Facebook or has a Facebook page, how does that impact the government? So it's an interesting question.
It certainly is. And one of the, I'm looking down here at the policy, they OMB sent us some notes this afternoon. One of the things that they emphasize here is examining the third party's privacy policies to evaluate the risks and determine whether the website or application is appropriate for the agency's use. The third party's policy should be monitored for changes and the risks should be periodically reassessed. So what this basically says is that the agency, the onus or the responsibility will be upon the agency to continually assess and to continually look at the policies, say, of a Facebook to make sure that they're in sync with those of the agency that's using them. Also, the other set of guidance that came out today regards the use of cookies or web management and customization technologies. And it's very clear here, or at least as clear as you can get in a government regulation. It says here, the policy makes clear there are only two uses for which agencies may employ these technologies: to conduct measurement and analysis of usage, or to customize the user's experience. And it lists a number of prohibitions in terms of how an agency website is not to use web measurement and customization technologies. For example, you cannot, an agency can't track a user's online activity on other sites outside the government. So anything outside the .gov domain. Can't track them. You can't use it to share data gathered through the use of such technologies with other departments or agencies unless the user opts in or consents. So nothing from .gov to .gov. Also to cross-reference any information without a user's consent. And also to collect personally identifiable information, again, without the user's explicit consent. So there's a buy-in clause in there. And also, again, agencies will be responsible for an annual review of their compliance with the new policies. They're also required to post the results of this review online. So they've taken some steps. Some people would argue that maybe they haven't taken all the steps that they should, but they went ahead and they talked about these policies with a lot of stakeholders. Something that just about everybody does. Talked with Epic, talked with the Web Managers University, and a number of other groups in coming up with these. With these new guidelines. So it will remain to be seen just how well the federal website managers will take advantage of these new policies that came out today.
And as you mentioned, I'm pulling together for the Dorabeck Insider, the Dorabeck Insider reader mm-hmm. on these policies, because this has been going on for a long time. It's been more than a decade that essentially federal agencies have not been allowed to use this technology.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been known, in fact, it was back July 24th, 2009, mm-hmm. that Vivek Kundra and Michael Fitzpatrick posted on the Open Government blog on the WhiteHouse.gov site.
Right.
About this and solicited comments. So we'll have all those linked up later on this afternoon, DoraBeckInsider.com, which you can, of course, find from FederalNewsRadio.com. And we're going to continue to follow this because it's an interesting issue and how you deal with privacy in this new world.
Sure.
Everyone's trying to figure that out.
Although I would hasten to add that the last time they had the Web Managers University, yep. just this past spring, consistently one of the questions that was asked of Vivek Kundra, of Michael Fitzpatrick, of all the people from OMB who came to speak to the web managers, and this was one of the largest gatherings of the web managers
yep.
To date. This was at the top of their list. They consistently were looking for this kind of thing so that they can at least, if they can't match the private sector in their use of cookies and user experience improvement, they at least want to move the bar a little bit closer. So this will be a little bit of help to the web managers in the federal space.
I haven't read it, but one of the things that I know a lot of privacy advocates have been advocating is a lot more visibility. If
sure.
you're going to use these cookies, you need to give people opt out so they don't have to use them.
Right. Or in this case, the OMB guidelines talk about opting in. So in other words, the user has to. Actively say, I agree to participate in this, as opposed to having to opt out. So it's six of one, half dozen of the other, but it's all about giving the user a little bit more control here.